Sani Bonani, good wishes for the day and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema and on today's headlines we look at two suspects arrested following the murder of an elderly man in Alexandria. Three suspects are arrested for corruption, fraud and conspiracy in the Mpumalanga province and nine are arrested with illicit cigarettes, dacha and illegal firearms at a North Coast roadblock. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. Our first headline looks at two suspects arrested following the murder of an elderly man in Alexandria. Two males aged 23 and 16 have been arrested after the SAPS and local farmers rallied together to track and trace the suspects involved in the heinous murder of a local resident in Alexandria. At approximately 6:30 p.m. on the 25th of July, SAPS were alerted of an incident at a shop near a farm in Alexandria. According to information received, the victim's bloodied body was discovered by a local who went to the shop to purchase supplies. When he arrived at the shop, the door was open and the security gate was locked. He called out and when there was no answer, he noticed a hand covered in blood sticking out from under the counter. He alerted the victim's son, who went in and discovered the lifeless body of the victim, who was in his late 70s. The motive for the murder is unknown and an expert team of detectives have been assigned to the case. The Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, expressed her fury on the attack. "This cowardly attack on an innocent victim is strongly condemned and the SAPS will leave no stones unturned until this investigation is concluded. Our deepest condolences to the family and friends of the victim. I urge the community to work with law enforcement officials with information on the incident. Your assistance and commitment thus far is highly valued," she added. The name of the deceased will be released once the next of kin have been duly informed. The arrested duo will appear in the local magistrate's court for charges of murder. Our second headline looks at three suspects arrested for corruption, fraud, and conspiracy in the Mpumalanga province. Three suspects appeared in the Nelspruit Magistrates Court on the 27th of July 2020 following their arrest on the 24th of July same year. The three suspects, aged between 27 and 39, were arrested in Nelspruit during an intelligence-driven operation by the Hawks Serious Corruption Investigation together with Cybercrime, Local Criminal Record Center and the South African Social Security Agency. The suspects are accused of conspiring to steal monies by hacking into the SASSA system and have access to the organization's beneficiary accounts. An electronic device, which was intended to be used to extract information including a laptop, a scanner, SASSA cards and the suspect's vehicle, were seized. The three will be facing charges of corruption, fraud, conspiracy to commit an offence and contravention of the Electronic Communications Act. Investigations for the case are still ongoing. Our last headline looks at nine suspects arrested with illicit cigarettes, dacha and illegal firearms at North Coast roadblock. On the 24th of July, police officers from KwaMbonambi SAPS conducted a roadblock on the N2 freeway aimed at curbing criminal activities. During the roadblock, police stopped two minibus taxis and searched the occupants. They arrested two men, aged 26 and 41, for being in possession of illicit cigarettes. Police found both suspects with a number of cartons of counterfeit cigarettes. Police also searched a bus and found two bags of dacha. A 30-year-old man was arrested for possession of dacha. Police also pulled over three passenger vehicles and arrested six men aged between 25 and 53 after police found cartons of illicit cigarettes in their vehicles. A passenger who was in a baggie passed undesirable remarks at the police officers who were arresting the men with alcohol and cigarettes. the buggy was stopped and both the passenger and driver were searched. Police found the 26-year-old driver in possession of a firearm and they arrested him for illegal possession of a firearm. Police officers detained all the suspects and they appeared at the Empangeni Magistrates Court on the 27th of July 2020. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, welcomed the arrests. "We are pleased that our operations are effective in stemming criminality across the province. We are cautioning those who may have intentions of committing similar crimes as sporadic stop and searches and roadblocks are the order of the day as we work with all government departments in stemming pandemic and fighting against crime." In other news, drug peddlers are busted with drugs. Police officers from the Provincial Drug and Firearm Unit remain committed in their resolve to root out the drug trade in the province. On the 24th of July 2020, they conducted a takedown operation which resulted in the arrest of four men for dealing in drugs and possession of a firearm. The team discovered drugs with a combined street value of 50,000 rands. Following a painstaking investigation, the team swooped in on two men at Gillespie Road in the Point Policing Precinct. A 32-year-old man was found with meth ketanone powder and crystal meth in his possession, and a 29-year-old man was found with seven half moons of cocaine, cocaine powder, and a packet of meth ketanone. The police officers arrested both men and charged them for dealing in drugs. The police officers also proceeded to the Umbilo Policing Precinct, where they conducted an intelligence-driven operation. They pounced on a house at Noble Street, where they found a 48-year-old man packaging cocaine. Police recovered four pieces of cocaine, 123 pieces of rock cocaine, and a packet with contained powder. They immediately arrested the suspects for dealing in drugs. During the course of the operation, they spotted a man concealing something on his waist. The police officers searched the man and found a firearm with six rounds of ammunition in his possession. The police officers arrested the 23-year-old man for being in possession of a firearm and ammunition. All four men appeared at the Durban Magistrates Court on the 27th of July 2020. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, applauded the Provincial Drug and Firearm Unit for their continued efforts in tracking down on drug peddlers across the province. We also wish to commend ordinary citizens that contact us on a daily basis and brief us on drug dealers that operate in their communities. It is through this active community participation that we are turning the tide of crime. In the Northwest Province, alleged fraudsters are released on bail. Equal Siyakhula Zita, aged 19, and Kamogelo Makua, aged 20, were granted 5,000 rands bail each upon appearance at the Klerksdorp Magistrates Court on the 23rd of July 2020 for two separate cases of fraud and possession of suspected stolen vehicles. The accused were arrested in Pola near Ogiz, Mpumalanga on the 21st of July 2020, subsequent to investigation regarding fraudulent car deals on the 28th of July at one of the car dealerships in Klerksdorp. During the arrest, Zita was found in possession of a Ford Ranger. Further investigation in conjunction with the West Bank linked Makua to five fraudulent vehicle purchase transactions, including the Ford Ranger found in possession of Zita. The other two transactions were conducted in Vereeniging and Pretoria, respectively. It was also established that the format of the salary advices and bank statements used by the suspects were possibly linked to a syndicate operating from Pola, of which several cases were registered for fraudulent transactions between November 2018 and March 2020 in Witbank, Boksburg, Lydenburg, Sinton, Beaufort, White River and Nelspruit. The accused appeared in court on the 7th of September 2020. In a separate incident, an inquiry docket was opened after a Toyota Avanza, which Zita's relatives travelled in to attend court, was seized. That was after a preliminary investigation revealed that the vehicle was sought for recovery by West Bank. The car was allegedly bought with similar salary advices and bank statements used fraudulently to purchase vehicles in Klerksdorp. In the Eastern Cape province, the police warned against buying of suspected stolen property. This warning stems from a business robbery which took place on the 26th of July 2020 at a business premises in Kosten. It is alleged that at about 8 p.m., the complainant, aged 40, was on his way to the warehouse when he was accosted by two unknown males who pointed him with firearms and demanded his personal firearm. The complainant was ushered into the warehouse where he noticed that all the other staff members were laying on the floor. Approximately 8 suspects loaded TVs, generators and tires into the company's vehicle. An Opel Corsa sedan and an Isuzu Buggy belonging to staff members was also taken. The quantity of the stolen items is still to be determined. All the vehicles were later found abandoned in different streets in KwaZulu. No suspects have been arrested. A case of business robbery is under investigation. Anyone with information that can assist the police in the investigation and that can lead to tracing the suspects or the stolen items is asked to contact Detective Sergeant John Lipan of the Detective Trio Task Team on 082-457-4927. Nelson Mandela Bay District Commissioner Major General Thembekile Phathekile has warned anyone who buys suspected stolen property. Buying stolen property is an offence and those found in contravention will be prosecuted if found with such stolen property. I urge the community to reject all goods that may have been stolen, to rather report the matter to the police, added Major General Phathekile. Also in the Eastern Cape, Klipblad Police confiscates cigarettes. Klipblad SAPS searched a vehicle and discovered boxes of cigarettes hidden under charcoal with an estimated value of 716,000 rands. It is alleged that on the 25th of July at about 2:30, members of the Klipblad Police were conducting patrols when they stopped and searched a Toyota Hilux buggy which belonged to a business owner in Stettelville. On searching the vehicle, the alert policeman found 14 boxes containing 718 cartons of cigarettes hidden under bags of charcoal. The total street value of the found items is 716,000 rands. The 41-year-old suspect was arrested and the illegal cigarettes were confiscated under Klipblad Case Disaster Management Act regulations. The Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, commended the members from Klipblad for the success. Criminals will use any mode to conceal and transport their illegal products. Police must clamp down on the movement of illegal merchandise, she said. In the Western Cape, 3 suspects are arrested by SAPS Provincial Integrated Team. An intelligence-driven operation conducted by SAPS Provincial Integrated Team comprising members of Visible Policing, Crime Intelligence and detectives in Valaha Park, Bishop Lovis, led to the arrest of a 43-year-old suspect for the possession of a .38 special revolver with 80 rounds of ammunition. The suspect, linked to a local gang, was due to appear in the Bishop Lovis Magistrates Court on the following day. The same team acted on information about illegal activities at a house in Site B, Khayelitsha, and upon their arrival, the police found 2 men in the house. A search was conducted and the following items were seized: ammunition, drugs, and presumed stolen property. Two suspects aged 17 and 18 were arrested for illegal possession of ammunition, possession of drugs, and presumed stolen property and the contravention of the Disaster Management Act regulation. They were expected to appear in the Khayelitsha Magistrates Court on the 27th of July, 2020. In Gauteng, a sting operation closes nets on transgressors. The Riyadhat SAPS, in conjunction with the South African Defence Force, Tswane Metropolitan Police, National Road Traffic and Tracker, pounced on various types of offenders within the Riyadhat precinct. The suspects were nabbed during a sting operation where a stolen Nissan hardbody Baki was recovered, and a 33-year-old suspect was also arrested and charged with the possession of a stolen vehicle. In the same wave of arrests, Dacha peddlers in two separate incidents felt the wrath of the law after three suspects aged 29, 32, and 33 were found in possession of Dacha with the street value of 4,000 rands, while two cigarette sellers were also thrown behind bars for contravention of the Disaster Management Act regulation. This operation also sent a strong message to the community that the law enforcers are still visible and effective even during lockdown. Station Commander Colonel Stefina Nkosi lauded the camaraderie among the law enforcers and further condemned acts of criminality within the policing precinct and the country in general. She said, "I am excited that this teamwork has yielded positive results, and certainly the level of lawlessness will decline." During the operation, about 133 persons and 57 vehicles were stopped and searched, while 9 properties were also paid unannounced visits. 2 shopping centers were also visited as part of the operation's visibility. All suspects arrested appeared in the Soshanguve Magistrates Court for charges. In the Northern Cape, a search is launched for a couple and their daughter. An intensive search has been launched after the abduction of an early couple and their daughter. It is reported that an 83-year-old man, his 79-year-old wife, and their daughter, aged 50, were attacked at their farm in Hardswater. Their 2 cars, a Nissan Micra and silver Mazda CX-5 with registration numbers YMY664GP, were reportedly stolen by unknown attackers. The Nissan Micra was abandoned by the suspects at Mayaneng village, Dawong, in the Northwest Province. The couple and their daughter were reportedly abducted, as they are still missing. Anyone with information is kindly requested to contact Constable Mangate of the Trio Crime Task Team at 060-963-6397. Every information received is treated with the strictest confidentiality. In the Eastern Cape, a teenage gang member is sent to prison for murder. A teenage gang member will spend 10 years behind bars for the murder of a man in Battlestab in 2017. On the 25th of January 2017, at about 12 a.m., Jermaine Lewak, aged 21, and his girlfriend, aged 17, were asleep in a shack in Foxlove Street in Battlestab when the door was kicked open and shots were fired. 2 suspects were seen running down Foxlove Street. The deceased sustained several gunshot wounds to his upper body and succumbed to his injuries while receiving medical attention. On the 30th of June 2017, the accused, G. Peters, a gang affiliate, was arrested and remained in custody until the finalization of the case. On 27 July 2020, Peters, aged 18, was sentenced as follows: murder, 10 years, illegal possession of a firearm, 3 years, illegal possession of ammunition, 1 year. The sentence will run concurrent, so he will effectively spend 10 years in prison. Nelson Mandela Bay District Commissioner Major General Thembekile Phathekile commended the investigating officer, Detective Sergeant Xolani Phetha, and the prosecuting authority for ensuring that the accused remained behind bars. In KwaZulu-Natal, an alleged drug dealer appeared in court. On the 26th of July 2020, Hawks members from Port Shepstone Serious Organized Crime Unit, assisted by the Port Shepstone K-9 Unit and Paddock Visible Policing, arrested a 55-year-old male for dealing in drugs. Members conducted an undercover operation few weeks ago after they received information about the suspect who was dealing in hydroponic cannabis. During his arrest, the members proceeded to his place of residence where a search was conducted and more hydroponic cannabis to the street value of approximately 17,000 rands were found. The suspect was charged for 3 counts of dealing in drugs and was expected to appear in the Port Shepstone Magistrates Court on the 27th of July 2020. Also in the KwaZulu-Natal, the police in Pinetown are seeking help to find a missing person. Pinetown police are appealing to the members of the community for the assistance in locating Joseph Peary, aged 31, who went missing on the 3rd of May 2020. He was last seen by his friend after visiting him in Cowies Hill. The missing person left Chesterville, where he resides, but he never arrived back home. He was last seen wearing a navy t-shirt, blue jeans, and white sneakers. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts can contact the investigating officer, Detective Constable Wiseman Nyawose, on 074-261-5500. Alternatively, the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 can be contacted. The Northern Cape SAPS are seeking a man for rape. Kimberley SAPS detectives are on the lookout for a male colored person believed to be in his late 20s, light in complexion, for a rape case. The incident happened on the 5th of June at about 12:30 p.m. It is alleged that the suspect forced the victims into an old building in Beaconsfield where he first threatened them with a knife before forcing himself on them. Anyone with information regarding the suspect's whereabouts is requested to contact the investigating officer, Constable Tsiyane, on 078-266-4727 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. Our last story looks at a murder suspect arrested in KwaNobuhle, Eastern Cape. Fighting the scourge of gender-based violence must never stop until those responsible for the innocent attacks on vulnerable women and children are sent to prison and arrested. A 55-year-old murder suspect was arrested on the 26th of July 2020 for the murder of his estranged wife while she was attending a funeral in Matanzima Cemetery, KwaNobuhle. It is alleged that at about 10 a.m., the victim was at the cemetery when she was approached by the suspect, who fired a shot, injuring her. The victim was rushed to a local hospital for medical treatment, but later succumbed to her injuries. The suspect was arrested on the scene and a firearm was seized. The firearm was then sent for ballistic testing to check if it was used in the commission of any other serious crime. The suspect appeared in the KwaNobuhle Magistrates Court on the 28th of July 2020, facing a charge of murder. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.